I would like to welcome all of you from near and far, from all over Europe, from Africa, from the USA, and we hope that all are feeling at home, and especially all who are here today for the first time. Perhaps they hear a sermon like this for the first time. May God give grace that all will be blessed and that all will hear the voice of the Lord and will also obey it. May all worldwide be blessed who are joining us online. We know God's word does not return void, except it has accomplished for what it was sent for. Especially we would like to welcome our brother Buddy from Abidjan. Perhaps he stands up so that we know who he is. God bless you in our midst. He is responsible for one of the greatest congregations in all of Africa, sometimes there are more than 2,000 people. God bless you. May God bless all ministering brethren from all peoples, tongues and nations. And may God bless all our translators and may He give them grace. Then today, for the first time, we have preacher or pastor Goodbread from Orlando, Florida in our midst. We welcome you, beloved brother, wherever you are now, with all your family. We welcome you. The brethren are here for a visit at our sister and brother Kier. May God bless you from the riches of His grace. Now, just briefly now, I hope that all will understand it the right way. Just now the greetings which were given to us. Greetings from Brother Wallström from Denmark. Greetings from Brother Jacques Didier from Gabon. Greetings from Brother Daniel from Cape Town. Greetings from Brother Jürgen from Chile. Greetings from Brother Joseph from Kinshasa. Greetings from Brother Gilbert from Belgium. Greetings from Brother Paul from Nairobi. Greetings from Brother Graf. Greetings from Brother Udo. Greetings from Brother Inodi, greetings from Brother Ngonga, greetings from Brother Wendel Ellis from Edmonton, greetings from Guadeloupe, greetings from Brother Majar, and from greetings from Donetsk, greetings from Jodi Vodi, greetings from Moldavia, Russia, from the Ural, then greetings from the capital of the Ivory Coast. It's a bit difficult to pronounce. Yamoussoukro. Then greetings from Brother Do, wherever he might be from. Greetings from Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Greetings from Romania, from Cluj. Greetings from Brother John from Bucharest, the best translator in Romania, from the English into the Romanian language. Greetings from Brother Foresteri and the congregation. Greetings from the brothers from Burundi. Greetings from Brother and Sister Van Arx from Switzerland. Greetings from our brother and sister Anderson from New Zealand, greetings from brother Pino Davi from Palermo, greetings from brother Etienne Genton with the word. Listen closely. Actually, it's a quote from brother Branham. Listen closely. This Bible contains all of God's revelation of the will of God and of the return of Jesus Christ, and everything else is completely kept in this book, in the sermon The Absolute. Then greetings from brother George from Kinshasa, greetings from brother Roos from the university in Cape Town, greetings from Budapest. Shall I continue? Greetings from brother André Madjar. Greetings from brother Biaka from Nepal. From Myanmar. Greetings from Uganda. Greetings from Bujumbura. This is the DRC. Yes, the pages are sometimes close together. Greetings from Brother Mbie. We all know our beloved Brother Mbie, a man according to the heart of God. Then again greetings from Durban. And then greetings again from Burundi. Greetings from Brother Grazian from Israel. Greetings. I think I must stop here with all the greetings. Greetings from Finland, from Brother and Sister Holviti and all the believers there. Once again, greetings from Bujimai. Yes. Let us just leave it like this. We are really joined with God through the Word and through the Spirit of God with all worldwide who in this time are hearkening to the divine message and who can believe as the Scripture says. We have, and I just say it here quickly, we have two new sermons translated from Brother Branham. He translated them into the German language. One sermon is called The Unchangeable God and The Token, The Evidence. And we just ask from outside that they pick it up from the dispatch so that we don't send it double. Then let us just come briefly to that, what is happening especially with Israel. And here we read the progress of the negotiations between the Vatican and Israel. Then the Arabic League warns the Vatican with a treaty with Israel. And then Vatican and the Palestinians are negotiating about the basic treaty. Then the Pope will travel in September to the Lebanon, and then Israel and the Vatican are making substantial progress. More I don't want to say today, and more we cannot say briefly. Just one more very interesting publication. The Vatican challenges the Lutheran Church that they apologize for that what Luther said, that they apologize publicly and they take distance of it, namely of the sentence that the Pope is the Antichrist, a publication which was written in all the newspapers. We don't have to judge here anything. We just have to believe God's word with all our hearts and to recognize that this is the time in which the calling out takes place and the preparation, yes, the restoration of all that what the church had at the beginning. And all of us, we understood that since the Reformation, the Spirit of God in the various revivals was at work. Even before the Reformation, when there was a Jan Hus was traveling to England, and he heard what Wycliffe had to say, who translated the Bible. And to Luther, Jan Hus was an example. And even before the Reformation, the people prepared the way. And since the days of Reformation, there was really revivals after revivals. And it went always deeper and deeper into the Word. Until the last revival, which God really gave after the Second World War. And this all can confirm. We read it in the Vatican News that there was a man by the name of William Branham, through which the last revival and the healing revival took its beginning and experienced its breakthrough before all the others came on the scene. God just took care for it, that before the return of Jesus Christ, the original condition in the church can be established again, so that the end and the beginning will be the same, or are the same. And that we take heed and pay attention to that now, what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And God never lives in the past. God lives always in the present. He is not the I was, He is the I am. He is present to reveal His will through His Word. It's just necessary that we recognize what God is doing in our time. Not just the last, to just mention the last meetings, especially that one of the Sunday in Romania. If we think about it, that more than 2,000 people are coming together from all of the country, that not only the building is full with people, but even the rooms, other rooms are filled, and the Word of God goes through. And then even a brother Ellis Wendel from Canada, he phoned and he said, "Brother Frank, we followed the sermon, we heard it." And then a sister Bope from Johannesburg, she phoned and she says, "We have heard the sermon in Romania." And then a brother from Palermo, he translates the sermon from the English into the Italian language. Not only the proclamation takes place, but all are connected worldwide. And also for that, brothers and sisters, we are very grateful to God. And we just ask for patience, all who cannot speak German. And we just thank God for all our brothers who are translating the word so that in all languages it can be heard and it can be believed. In our proclamation, brothers and sisters, everything must be included. Everything. From the first to the last. From repentance, from the conversion, from the faith, from the renewing, from the new birth. Everything must be included into the proclamation. We must tell the people what our Lord said in the Sermon on the Mount. Only those who are of a pure heart, they will see God. And then narrow is the gate and straight is the way which leads to life. And there are only few who walk and find it. We must show the people the way from the very beginning. And we must tell them that God is in no religion. God only revealed himself in Jesus Christ for our salvation. As it is written, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And to us was given the ministry of reconciliation. And in the love of God, we are inviting and we say, be ye reconciled with God. Because only by the reconciliation with God, we receive eternal life. And only he who has eternal life can and will live eternally. So, the proclamation of the gospel makes up the kernel of our proclamation. And about this, just a few words from Colossians, chapter 1. Here Paul summarized Colossians 1. We have read already in Philippians what was given to us from God. But even the greatest gift must be received. If it is not received, then we don't have it. So, let us receive by faith Jesus Christ so that we reach the goal. Let us just read it from Colossians chapter 1, from verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And to this we say, Amen. In Jesus Christ, we have the redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And then it continues in verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over every creation, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And now addressed to the church, it is said in verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. And then the emphasis is put on verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And listen now, even it is now for the first time, verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Als auch das, was in den Himmeln ist, zu versöhnen. Das ist volles.
This is the full gospel.
Das ist volles Heil.
This is the full salvation. I say it once again, as Paul has said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Zum Ausdruck gebracht hat, wir rufen.
We say unto you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled with God. I don't want to say to anyone to go without reconciliation with God into eternity. Please make use of this opportunity, even if it's today for the first time. Even you hear it for the first time, receive, accept what God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then the mighty word here from Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 13 and then up to verse 15. These verses have become so great to me that I would like it best to read them in every sermon anew. Colossians 2, verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, that he quickened together with him, having forgiven all trespasses. Amen. This is the full gospel. This is full salvation. This is a divine fact which has become true in our lives. Verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. All of us, we know that we are living in this world, and especially addressed to all the youth. There was never so many trials or so many temptations. It was always known that some things are ruling over people who are somehow kept in bondage. by things which don't belong into life. It can be smoking, it can be drinking, it can be many, many things. But today, today, even in the schools, there's trouble. Today the trouble is greater than ever before. And therefore we say, also to all the young people, you need the grace of God. You need the blessing of God. You need what God has given to us. And you need the faith that your sins, your trespasses, all the letter of requirements is torn into pieces. Receive the forgiveness, receive the reconciliation, and at the same time, receive the deliverance. Whomever the Son sets free is free indeed. Not only forgiveness and reconciliation, but also the deliverance, the redemption of all the bondages, of all what ruled over us. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces, and by this our old life is over, and the Lord has given to us a new life by His grace. Now, what is really on my heart is verse 15 in Colossians 2. And having disarmed principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. The victory of Calvary is our victory. That what happened there happened for you and for me. We have been redeemed and delivered also from all powers of darkness, which were already disarmed. And brothers and sisters, let us receive today the victory by the crucified one, which was manifested by the resurrection. Let us receive it by faith for us personally. We are, of course, not living before the crucifixion. We are living after the resurrection. And that, what happened on the cross, by the resurrection, it was confirmed. The resurrection was the victory of the crucified one over death, hell, sin, and Satan. It was the victory of God, which took place by His grace. And this victory is also our victory. Why do I say this today? To show us the connection with the ascension of our Lord and with His return, to show it from the Holy Scripture. Our Lord, of course, went up to heaven with a shout of victory. That's how it is written in Psalms 47. But before we read Psalms 47, we would like to read verse 24 first, to know what happened after the crucifixion, what happened after the resurrection. Not only on the earth, that our Lord said, to me is given all the power in heaven and on earth, also the heavens, also the heaven experienced all this. Psalms 24 from verse 7. Psalms 24 from verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, And the King of glory shall come in. And then comes the question in verse 8. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He has the victory. The powers of the enemy were defeated. Open ye the gates and let the king come in. Who is the king? He is the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He overcame. He has the victory and he ascended to heaven. Let us read verse 9 and 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. It went through shame, through persecution. It went via Gethsemane to Calvary. But as already said, the resurrection was the crowning of the completed and finished work of redemption. And we were in Christ. We were crucified together with him. And together with him, we rose unto a new life. I'm really rejoicing, especially about that, what is written in Psalms 47, verse 6. Psalms 47, verse 5. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For the King, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. We all know that more than 100 prophecies concerning the first coming of the Lord were fulfilled. And also this prophecy, this Bible prophecy, that God is gone up with a shout and that with the sound of a trumpet. Today, on purpose, I brought with me the English Bible so that all know precisely the same word, shout, which is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, that the Lord will return with a shout of victory. With the same word he went up, the same word which is written in Psalms 47 is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Here in the English Bible it's verse 5.
God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. God is mit einem Jubelruf.
God is gone up. In the English language, when somebody becomes loud, then you say, don't shout at me. Please, a bit more silent. And when the Lord stood at the grave of Lazarus, with a loud voice, he shouted. And death, everything had to obey him. The shout of our Lord is a shout of victory. And as we read here, we can read it in the English Bible. with the same shout, with the same shout of victory, he will return, with which he went up into heaven. You can read it. As before said, in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4,
for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Then it continues with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Why did it become so great to me? Because the doctrine is spread, the Lord has come already, the throne of grace is no more the throne of grace. No! When the Lord returns, then with the same shout of victory with which he went up into heaven. And therefore, we're just so grateful for all the connections in the Word of God, that we don't have one single interpretation, but just God's Word, letting it speak and letting it be valid. Now, just to show it to us once again, it was a victory over sin, over Satan, over death, over hell. A victory. The resurrection was the crowning of the work of redemption. And by our resurrection, and by our changing of the body from the mortality into immortality, this will happen in a moment, just as God's word says it. But not only the Lord has gone up with a shout of victory to heaven and will return with the same shout of victory. That's how we read it here. With a shout of victory, not being sad, but as a victor, with a shout of victory, with jubilating, he went up to heaven. The work of redemption is finished. I have paid the price. Ye, my people, you are mine. And I go to prepare the place for you, and I will come again to take you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. And if we then go to Revelation chapter 19, where it is described to us what the crowd, the bride of the Lamb, will sing. Look it up. Here we read it. From verse 6 in Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. Not like as at a funeral, not an atmosphere like this, no, a voice, a jubilating, and there was a voice, it sounded like a jubilating of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. Firstly, it was in heaven. Open ye old gates, and let the King come in. Who is the King? A mighty conqueror. Let him come in. But now, the millennium comes now to this earth. Here he shed his blood And now he takes this earth again under his control, and we will reign together with him as kings. So, not a sad singing in glory after the rapture, no, the jubilating of a great multitude as the voice of many waters and as the voice of mighty thunderings. Some have the impression that we sometimes are too loud in prayer. I think also we who we believe with all our hearts that our Lord has redeemed us, that we, by the power of his resurrection, that we found grace with God, and we, as victors, just as sure as he went forth as the victor by his resurrection, so we also, by the power of his resurrection, came forth as victors, and we will be with the Lord all times. So, the end of verse 6, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth. Verse 7 is also not a singing in sadness. No, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. This is the gospel. This is the completion of the redemption as the bride of the Lamb, which will celebrate there the Lord's Supper. Let us be glad and rejoice, brothers and sisters. In the natural, I'm not a happy man, because I take everything very serious. Sometimes I take it too serious. But when we read such a text, and when we think about, and if we believe it with all our hearts, that it's a full redemption, forgiveness, grace, salvation, reconciliation, eternal life with God, and that we are ordained to belong to this crowd, to this multitude, who will then jubilate in singing, tuning in, singing, the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. For what did we hear the last message? What was said to Brother Branham on the 11th of June, 53, at around 14 hours at afternoon, from the supernatural light? It was seen by more than 4,000 people. It was said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. God took the messenger, but the message is left to us. And we are just so grateful that not only the promise is written in the Old Testament, in the prophet Malachi, Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, but also in the New Testament, after the ministry of John the Baptist, our Lord, in Matthew 17, verse 11, he emphasized, Truly, Elijah shall come first and restore all things. We have no difficulties to believe what the Scripture says. And the nice thing is, brothers and sisters, it becomes more and more precious to me that God, By the Holy Spirit, He led us into the details of His Word. That we don't have to twist or break anything, but that we just see how the Spirit of God leads and how the Spirit shows us and reveals us all things. The same in Mark chapter 9, verse 12. Truly, Elijah comes first and restores all things. God has His mysteries. God has His secrets. He revealed everything up until the revelation of the seven seals. God does not owe us anything. Everything He did by His grace to bring us the last message, to show us from the Holy Scripture, here Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And brothers and sisters, this really distinguishes us from all the others. And we are not here to judge, but about such Bible subjects in no denomination one may speak. One cannot preach about these things there, because all are having their own teachings and doctrines, and they don't receive what the Spirit has to say through His Word unto the church. And here in Revelation 19, verse 8 and 9, and to her, the bride, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Then verse 9, and he says unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are invited. We accepted the invitation. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts for it. And only he who is part of the bride church receives the invitation to the marriage supper. All the others, they will walk on their own ways. And then it says, at the end of verse 9, these are the true sayings of God. God emphasized His own word. These are the true sayings of God. We believe with all our hearts, as the Scripture says it. The redemption took place. The time of grace is coming to its end. And we see it the best at the people of Israel. Let me just mention it briefly. That's how it is written in the Word of God. In the prophet Amos, we have it in the last chapter. Amos chapter 9. Amos chapter 9, verse 14. And 15, in reference to the people of Israel. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And now comes verse 15. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them. Saith the Lord thy God. Just powerful. And herewith we connect the thought which our Lord said in Matthew 24, verse 34 or verse 32. He expressed it. Of the fig tree, learn a parable. And here's the mystery. Brothers and sisters, when his branches are getting tender and putteth forth leaves, it doesn't speak here of fruit. When his branches become tender and when he putteth forth leaves, Matthew 24, verse 32. Now is the gathering. Now comes the life into the branches, into the leaves. Now God manifests himself in the way that he is gathering his people. From how many? From 149 countries. The branches are here. The leaves are here. And they must wait until the fruit will come forth. And the fruit with Israel comes only when the fruit with the church has become ripe. And when God can complete his work with the churches from the nations, Romans 11, then God will again turn to Israel. And then the fruit will be manifested in the branches which have received now already life. For me, it's just, I don't know whether you can understand this. What does God's word mean to you? What has it to say to you? To me, it has to say many things, every word. And whoever goes today to Israel to make conversions there, he first must be converted. Because he's not converted, he is totally wrong. For God, for Israel, God ordained the two prophets. This is a mighty mystery. In the prophet Malachi, God said both. Take heed to the law of Moses, my servant. And then it says, behold, I send you the prophet Elijah. There he said both. On the Mount of Transfiguration, there was Moses and Elijah. But the scribes, they only were waiting for Elijah and not to Moses. And therefore, at that time, they didn't recognize the ministry of John the Baptist. Brothers and sisters, for me, this word of God is so precious, up into the very little details. The word of God, the will of God with Israel and also with the church was revealed. Let us say it very clearly. Whoever is now born of God will receive God's word as a seed. And you all know, the germ of life is always in the seed, and the seed must first die before the germ of life can come forth. This is the mystery of Genesis chapter 1 up to this very day. Every seed brings forth after its own kind. In all of the natural realm, It's planted, it's being sown, and every seed brings forth after its own kind. Our Lord was the promised seed from the Garden of Eden, who should come into the flesh to bruise the head of the serpent. And it happened. And now we are the divine seed according to Matthew 13, where our Lord spoke of the seed. The children of God are the seed. He the seed in the singular, and we the seed in the plural. God has a seed here on earth. And whoever reads precisely in this connection, in John 12, our Lord says, he speaks of the wheat corn, and he meant himself. And he said, when the wheat corn doesn't fall into the ground, then it remains alone. But if it falls into the ground, and when it dies, then it brings forth much fruit. He died, and the life came forth through the resurrection. The evidence was proven who he was and what kind of life was in him. He could cry out, I live, and ye shall live also. He could cry out, to me is given all the powers in heaven and on earth. In the same way, John the Baptist, probably in his first sermon, he said it very clearly. He who comes after me, he has the winnowing fan in his hand. He will purge his floor and he will gather his wheat into his garner. Who is the wheat? The divine seed which came forth. And brothers and sisters, let me say it here once again. As I said it many times, at that time I saw this great wheat field and the brand new combine. When here is the wheat field, then the combine stood here. Yes? And I saw this great wheat field, and it became dark. When the Lord said, climb, get on this combine and get in the harvest, and I said, it's too late, Lord, it's too late. The judgments are breaking forth. And when I just spoke it out, it became so dark. It became frightened. And when I spoke it out, it is too late, when I said it, then the heaven opened, this cloud opened, and the sun shone 7 times brighter through this opening onto this wheat field. All the ears were full, hanging down like this, and they were already burned a bit by the sun. And then the command, bring in the harvest. And when I was mowing the last row, it became dark. It was thundering as if everything would break down. And so we believe that God will really take care. He really took care that the harvest will be brought in, and that the word will reach the ends of the earth. We are just grateful to God for all these possibilities which he has given to us by his grace. Let us summarize what's it all about tonight in this sermon. The Lord, our Redeemer, came to us. As the King of Glory, he left his glory. He became man, just as we are, with flesh and blood, to suffer and die for us, and to by his death conquer death, to pull out the sting of death, so that it can be said, death, where's your sting? Hell, where's your victory? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the full gospel. And the completed bride church will experience all this by his grace. Also now the thought that the Lord, with a shout of victory, with a jubilating shout, with a shout of victory, he went up into heaven after he finished the redemption, after he spent 40 days with his disciples, speaking about the kingdom of God, giving the last promises, and then he took them to the other side of Jerusalem, to the other side of Mount of Olives, and he lifted up his hands, and he blessed them. And while he blessed them, it's really written that he lifted up his hands and that he blessed them. Perhaps I should read it. Probably not all know it, that it's written like this. It's still written like this in Luke. Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51. Luke 24, verse 50. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
Hallelujah.
The victor of Calvary lifted up his hands and blessed all who were gathered. And that's how it is written in verse 51. And it came to pass while he blessed them. While he blessed them, he was parted from them and was carried up into heaven. He's still blessing today. He blessed us tonight with a shout of victory. With a shout of victory, he went up into glory as the victor over death and hell. Open ye old gates. Let the king come in. Who is the king? The Lord. He is mighty in battle. He has won the victory. And with the same shout of victory, he will return. And the message is forerunning the second coming of Christ. The Lord doesn't need 40 years to descend and to come. But the message is being first carried into all the world. And then the Lord will return to take us up into glory. To him, the Almighty God, be the thanks for the word. And if I can just put the emphasis on it, for the revealed word, for the living word, because that's how it was given to us. The letter all have, and we, by grace, and this really makes us humble, under the mighty hand of God. We, by his grace, we have the revealed word, the living word. And be honest, did the word ever enter so deeply in us? Did it have ever to say so much as today? this reverence. Did we receive it ever with such expectation? I have the impression that God has sent a hunger to hear His words and that He satisfies this hunger. Thanks be to Him for the sending of His servant and prophet. Thanks be to Him for the promises which He has given to us. Thanks be to Him, to the victor of Calvary. He will return. And all who are now hearing the voice of the bridegroom will then hear His voice. And we will be taken up into glory. Please believe it. Accept it. It's a gift of our God. And for all who have prayer requests, receive it. Accept it. The Lord died for us. He finished the redemption according to spirit, after the flesh, spirit and soul. And He confirms His holy word in us who we believe. What was said to Brother Branham? If you get the people to believe you, it's just necessary. Also we. If you would not believe that God has really given a commission and that the commission takes place now, and that we have a full responsibility, you would not be here at all today. You would be somewhere, but you would not be here. God just led it in such a way that the last message is being heard by the bride of the Lamb. It's being received and believed, and that every word which was preached and what will still be preached in future, that God, we who are listening, God gives us the same revelation as we have it here, who preach, and we are just passing it on. This is really what God is doing in our time by His grace. And He will continue until we come from believing unto seeing. To Him, the living God, be the honor and the praise, now and forever. Amen. Let us stand up. And today we don't want to mourn. We just want to thank. We want to thank for that what He has done. And before we thank, let me ask how many prayer requests we have here who we can bring before the Lord. Please believe He took all our sins upon Himself. He has carried our sicknesses. In the blood of the Lamb is full forgiveness, full reconciliation, full forgiveness. And by His stripes we were healed. All who are still bound, who just feel that they are tormented, that they cannot make their own decisions, but that they have to do, that they have to do things. Whatever it might be, receive it today. Accept it. The Lord has come to set the captives free, to heal the sick, and all who are tormented by the devil, Him He delivered. Our Lord is the victor of Calvary, and His victory has become our victory. Let us sing firstly, Jesus is the victor. And then we'll raise our hands and we'll pray together. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is Savior. while we are having our heads bowed, while we remain in silent prayer, let me ask, how many would like to be included into this prayer? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, beloved Lord, you ever faithful God, you, the King of glory, King of righteousness, you have come to us. You have given us the redemption. You have made us kings and priests. Dear Lord, we thank you with all our hearts for your word, for your revealed word, for your living word, for the insight into all the details of your plan of salvation. And we ask you now together, by faith, confirm thy word. Give forgiveness, reconciliation, grace and salvation. Give the assurance of faith, assurance of salvation. Be merciful for your holy name's sake. Give healing, give deliverance. Confirm thou thy word in all of us. And we believe with all our hearts. And our faith is the victory which has overcome the world. The faith in that what happened for us. Precious Lord, once again I thank you for what you did already, what you did worldwide. Bless in all of Europe. Bless in all Africa, Asia. Bless on all continents and complete thy work and manifest thy victory in thy church, in the full restoration of all what got lost. Beloved Lord, we thank you for the messenger and for the message, for it is written. You said it yourself, I will restore you all years. And you yourself, you said, I send you the prophet Elijah, who shall restore all things. You did it. We thank you for it. And now, without any resistance, we may receive it and accept it, and we may have part in that what you are doing right now. Blessed and praised art thou, you, the victor of Calvary. With a shout of victory, you went up to heaven as the victor. And with a shout of victory, you will again return. And the dead in Christ shall hear the call, the shout. And we are alive, we shall be changed. We thank you once again for your living word and for your revealed word, for all the connections of your wonderful plan of salvation, which you are bringing to pass and bringing to completion in our time. And you are letting you let us have part in it. To you, our beloved Lord and Redeemer, to the King of Kings, to you be all the praise and honor and glory and adoration and worship, now and throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing once again, Jesus is the victor. And all the people say, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be to our God from eternity to eternity. I have the question whether our brother Good Bread from Orlando is still here. Then we would like to ask him to come to the front and to thank the Lord. Is he still here? Where is he? And then today we ask also Brother Hans Henrich to also pray with us.
Just a prayer to thank the Lord. We're happy to have you with us. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Just greet the congregation and pray.
I can close the prayer.
Yeah, just the words of just a few words of greeting. Yeah, yeah.
God bless you.
God sake, no. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
It's good to be in the house of God.
Es ist gut im Hause Gottes zu sein. Amen.
And good to see so many new faces.
Und es ist so schön, all die netten Gesichter zu sehen.
I don't think I've met much of you at all.
Ich denke einfach.
Never met much.
Ich habe euch nie getroffen.
But it's our first time here in Düsseldorf area.
Es ist das erste Mal in der Umgebung Düsseldorf.
But being from Orlando,
aber ich komme ja aus Orlando,
being here,
und bin hier,
it's like family.
Es ist wie eine Familie.
The bride of Jesus Christ.
Die
Amen.
Braut Jesu Christi. Amen.
Wherever you are,
wo immer ihr seid,
it's the same God,
derselbe
the
Gott,
same Holy Ghost,
derselbe Heilige
in the
Geist,
elect of God,
in den
all over the world,
all über der Welt.
And the same power,
dieselbe Kraft,
the same transformation,
dieselbe Verwandlung,
that God is doing.
Die Gott jetzt tut.
In you.
In euch.
He's doing in Orlando.
He's doing in Orlando.
Belgium.
Macht in Belgien.
And in France.
And in
all
in
over.
Frankreich, überall.
God's doing the same thing.
Gott tut das gleiche.
He's changing a people.
Er verwandelt
He's
die Menschen.
Making her ready.
Er macht uns
the
bereit.
Same Holy Ghost
derselbe Heilige
that's here
Geist,
tonight
der heute hier
is there,
ist dort,
is everywhere,
ist überall.
Bringing the elect
und bringt die Auserwählten
to her right position in Christ.
In ihre rechte
Tonight, what a message.
Auch heute Abend, welche
bringing you to a place.
In die, dahin zu bringen,
showing you what God has done.
Zu zeigen, was
what
Gott
God
getan
is
hat,
doing.
Was Gott jetzt
and what
tut,
he's going to do.
Und was er tun wird.
Amen. By the word.
Um das, dem Wort
that
bleiben,
we can know.
Dass wir wissen,
that we are part.
Dass wir ein Teil
of
sind,
this plan.
Auf dieses Planes.
I was thinking a few minutes ago.
Ich dachte vor einigen Minuten.
Brother Branham said.
Bruder Branham sagte.
When Moses parted the Red Sea,
als Mose das Rote Meer
he was there.
Gott war da.
When he did this, he was there.
Wenn dies
he
hat,
was identified.
Er hat sich immer identifiziert
with God.
Mit Gott.
And I will say this.
Und ich sage das.
When the seals were open, when the seals
als die Siegel
was open,
geöffnet wurden,
we were there.
Wir waren ja schon alle da.
When the squirrels were spoken to existence, the squirrels,
als die
the squirrels,
Eichhörnchen in den Bestand gesprochen waren,
was spoken into existence, Brother Branham,
ins Dasein gesprochen wurden,
we were there.
Wir waren da.
When God done these things,
als Gott all diese
when God Dinge moved,
tat, als wenn
you
Gott
were part of it.
Because
we are identified
ihr wart ein Teil.
What God
wir sind
is doing.
Identifiziert mit dem, was Gott tut.
Glory to God. I'm so glad to be here tonight.
Ich bin froh, hier zu sein.
I'm so glad to meet Brother Frank,
bin froh, Bruder Frank
and listen to a message tonight.
Und diese Botschaft
and I pray tonight you've heard something that can change our lives.
Und ich bete, dass wir das Gehörte, dass unser Leben
Amen.
Dadurch verhandelt wird.
And if you're ever in Orlando,
wenn ihr je in Orlando seid,
just come by and call me up.
Kommt und ruft mich an.
And we'll have a wonderful time, fellowship.
Wir werden eine wunderbare
and the saints in Orlando,
und die Heiligen
on behalf
Orlando,
of them,
um ihretwillen,
I would like to greet you
möchte ich euch alle grüßen,
on behalf of the bride in Orlando, Florida.
Von dem Teil der Braut in Orlando,
Amen.
Florida.
And God bless you.
Gott segne euch.
God bless everyone here.
Gott segne uns
alle. Amen.
Amen.
Shall I pray?
Yeah, you can Amen. Pray. Yes.
Is this going to be a closing prayer or not? Let's just bow our hearts if we could. And
it's no problem. Just okay. A few words of thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, Herr Jesus.
We count it a privilege.
Wir wissen, es ist ein Vorrecht.
To be in such a wonderful company of people.
In einer solchen Gemeinschaft von Menschen zu sein.
is called the Bride of Christ.
Die die Braut Christi ist.
There's no better place.
Es gibt keinen besseren Ort.
That we could be in tonight.
Wo wir sein könnten heute Abend.
Than in this place tonight,
als in diesem Ort heute Abend.
We are, Lord, excited.
Wir sind überwältigt.
That you are taking.
Dass du nimmst.
The Word of God.
Das Wort Gottes.
And changing.
Und verwandelst
our lives.
Unsere Leben.
Bringing us.
Und bringst uns.
Into a rapturing faith.
In den Entrückungsglauben.
That one day.
Das eines Tages.
One morning.
In einem Morgen.
We'll step and be changed.
Und wir verwandelt werden.
Into a new body.
In einen neuen Leib gehen.
And you'll take us home.
Und du nimmst uns nach Hause.
We are thankful tonight.
Wir sind,
and we
treu,
give you
dir.
Glory.
Und wir geben dir
give
Ehre.
You honor.
Wir geben dir Ehre.
And give you the praise.
Und den Preis.
By the Bride of Christ.
Als die Braut Christi.
We lift our voice.
Wir erheben
we
unsere
give
Stimme.
You our love.
Wir geben dir unser
we
Leben.
Praise your name.
Wir preisen deinen
we
Namen.
Are the Bride of Christ.
Wir sind die Braut
praising
Christi.
You, Lord Jesus.
Und preisen dich,
for
Herr
we
Jesus.
Are your elect.
Denn wir
you
sind
called
deine
us.
Auserwählten. Du hast uns
you
gerufen.
Called us.
Du hast uns gerufen.
You are changing us.
Du verwandelst uns.
It's by the calling.
Es ist durch
it's
die
by predestination
und durch vorherbestimmung,
that we're even here tonight.
Dass wir heute
and we are thankful,
sind.
Lord.
Und wir sind dankbar,
we are thankful.
Und wir sind dankbar.
And thank you for your grace
und danke
and mercy.
Deine Gnade und Barmherzigkeit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus
Hallelujah.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Komm, danke auch du. God bless you.
Amen.
God I was you. In Orlando many years ago. God
Amen.
Bless you. Sure. Amen. Ja, ja.
Our beloved brother, God bless you. Faithful, beloved Lord, we are coming humbly into your presence with a grateful heart, Lord, that we got your word again revealed, the word of prophecy from the Psalms, from the prophets, as written in Luke 24. You revealed everything to your servants. We have the great privilege to have part, to receive the food in due time, that we can feast upon your table, at your table. Lord, we are rejoicing and we are waiting for your near return. Our heart is jubilating when we read Revelation 19 that your bride is being prepared. It's a great privilege. Many people are being called out, are being prepared unto the day of your return. For every word of prophecy which shines forth, we are so grateful. We are so grateful for the people of Israel. Lord, you are speaking to us as you spoke to your disciples. We are so grateful. As you blessed them at that time, may your blessing rest upon us tonight because we heard the same word. Faithful Lord, to you alone be all the praise and glory. We are rejoicing already for the word from Revelation 11:15 when you will be crowned. Lord, you alone, to you be the glory. We thank you for all the ministering brethren who are passing on the precious food as it came forth from your mouth. We thank you with all our hearts in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Maranatha. And all the people said, Amen. Praise, honor, and glory.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the Lord. We ask that you, we just hope that you're accommodated in the right way, that all are feeling at home, also in the natural, and God willing, we will come again together tomorrow. Please remember the two thoughts which our brother wanted to express. God was always present, whether at the dividing of the sea, whether at the opening of the seven seals, and all who are part of God's plan of salvation and counsel, they are having part in that what God is doing right now. Many of us didn't live when Brother Branham walked this earth, when the mightiest and creation wonders happened. But God was present. God confirmed the word which was spoken, and we have the great privilege to believe as the scripture has said. Be honest. If we think about it, how the Lord revealed to us the word, how we never took off, always we remained in the word. It's grace. Just say amen. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. The grace of the Lord be with you until tomorrow. Amen.